have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
From the bottom all the way to the top. That's why I tell the devil get back. Strapped with the word, click clack. And you ain't never gotta wonder what my faith said. I can do all things through Christ, did you get that? Chase God, not money, that's true fact. I'm obese with belief, yeah, too fat. My foundation's too strong so it can't crack. I'm cool when life gets rocky, no ASAP. He laid down his life like a flow, man. That's why I go so hard and never go back. I'm never searching for a blessing at all, cause he's my rock when my back against the wall.
Up joy like peanut butter cookies. Get a taste of him and you might start looking. Get the shouting hallelujah, got everybody looking.
But that's okay though.
Yes sir, he's solid. 10 toes down, he endows me with knowledge. Provide strength when I'm weak in my body. I bounce back with a fight like Ali. But Rose, gotta know he don't play. The big homie on the block with the most game. I just lean on him like a brick wall. Got your back when you slack, make the big fall. What a big dog, thank you for the sacrifice. Thank you Lord for giving life and sending down the Holy Christ. A refuge and fortress of solitude. I'm fixed up with a cancer like I do.
Hallelujah! Glory to his name. He's worthy to be praised. Welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. We're super glad to be with you on today to share the will and the word of God. We don't take this opportunity lightly. We recognize that our God is great. He is mighty, and we give him all the glory for what he's done and what he's about to do. Listen, I am excited each and every week when the Lord has blessed us all to return and give him the glory. I just want to praise him today for being all that we need and more. Did you know there's no one like him in this world? No one is like him anywhere. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. We trust him with everything. Amen. If this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast, I would love to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, yes, that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Listen, we are excited to be here to welcome you. We honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Abba Father, for all he is and all he does. I want to send a shout out to our very own CEO and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and to each and every listener listening in, to our Elation family, God bless you, we love you, to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., we love you, we appreciate you, we bless God for who you are in the kingdom of God, and I just want to say, we love you, we thank you and praise you for all of your love and your support. Thank you for words of encouragement, your prayers, all that you do to support us. We say thank you. On today, we're going to be speaking and talking from the book of Psalm, the book of Psalm, and we'll be in Psalm 97. Why is that important? Because we want you to follow along with us in the Word of God to see what he's saying to each and every one of you. We want him to be glorified, lifted high, marvelously praised, because he's worthy to be praised. Psalm 97 gives us hope, it gives us strength, it gives us peace for all God is doing and will continue to do. We are going to begin at the first verse. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings are enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. Let's cover these first four verses. What does it mean? I love to say our God reigns. He is in control. He has full authority. He is everything we need and more. The Bible says, let the earth rejoice. That's the trees. That's flowers. That's the buildings. That's you and me. That's all that is created in the earth. Let it rejoice. Is the multitude of ours be glad thereof. Wherever you are, all around you, I want you to take a look at some things. Just begin to watch as you are in a location, a place, be it your home, be it your neighborhood, be it out of town, be it your local assembly, wherever you are, I want you to know it is well. Our God reigns. He is with us, and he makes no mistakes. We're grateful for all that he's done and all he's going to do. The Bible says clouds and darkness are round about him. Hallelujah. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. What does that mean? He knows there is none like him, and his habitation is royalty. His habitation is majesty. His habitation is his glory. Hallelujah. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. Fire is powerful. It does more than cook. It does more than light things. It has a presence that burns. Hallelujah. We teach children, don't touch the stove. You'll get burnt because of the heat. But the fire that we talk about can be internal as well as external. When we come to the Lord, there's a fire in our bosom concerning him, knowing that he is Lord, that he will do what he said he will do, that he is glorious, he is majestic, he is powerful, and he's able to handle our enemies. He's able to handle the things that concern us because he is Lord. There is none like him. When you look in the universe, when you look at the power of who he is, he shows up mightily at the time we need him most. Take a moment now. Think about something you need him to reign over. Think about something you need the fire of the Holy Ghost in your being, in your body, in your mind to burn away anything that is not like him. Yet worship him because he is. He is all seeing, all knowing, and all understanding. Glory to his holy name. The Bible says his lightnings enlightened the world, the earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. All the people see his glory. They see you. They see his glory. They see what God has brought you through and what he's brought me through. They see his glory. When they see the joy of the Lord, when the enemy wants you to be broke down and buckled down, they see his glory. They see his glory all around. They see him in you. They see him in me. They see him in the most impossible situations. They see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Listen, there's nobody higher than our God. There's nobody higher than our Jehovah. There is nobody higher than his presence, his love, his authority. Listen, there's no graven image, no steel image, nothing that will top his authority in the earth. He's reminding us, let not idols glorify over him. Listen, if television becomes an idol, you got to cast it down. It's okay to watch television, but if television is all that you're watching, and I'm not talking about the Word of God, I'm talking about you're watching all your favorite shows. All your time is taken with that, but that there's no Bible reading. There's no uplifting his name. There's no connection to him, that we are in trouble. And I want you to know, we serve a God who is able to do anything but fail. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the ending, and for that we give him glory. We praise him on today for his love, his protection, his peace, his anointing, because there is none like him. We bless his holy name because he is God. Hallelujah. There's nothing that will overtake him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, for thou art high above all the earth, that thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. He delivereth them out of their troubles. He delivereth them out of their afflictions. He delivereth them out of everything that comes against the blessed people of God. He's a deliverer. He's a keeper. He's our daddy. He's our friend. He's everything that we need and more. He is the great I am. He is what we need when we need him most, knowing he is Lord of lords and King of kings. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah on today. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Light is sown for the righteous. Are you a light today? Matthew 5 and 14 through 16 tells us about letting our light shine. We can't be hid under bushels. We can't be in a place where God can't be elevated. Our lights are to shine and eradicate everything around us because he's God. Our lights are to shine and healing are to come forth in our bodies. Our light should shine and he should be glorified in all the earth. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. He is Lord of lords, King of kings, and he loves us. I pray the Lord as a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. I want us to pray on today that he be glorified, that he be lifted up, that he does what nobody else can do in our lives, that he makes, hallelujah, all things right, all things in submission to his will, that he is God. He is Alpha and Omega, our beginning and our ending, our yes, hallelujah, to his will, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for being all that we need today and more, for trusting your people to live for you, that you can be glorified, you can be lifted up, you can be honored, you can get the glory out of each and every one of our lives. Listen, if you're living for anything other than his glory, it is the flesh, it is the self of it all. And he's calling upon a church without a spot or a wrinkle. He knows exactly how to do things. He knows how to make it right. He knows when he's going to move. And if you're discouraged because it doesn't seem like he's moved in the time frame you needed him to move in, it's all right. He's still going to make good on his promises concerning you. He won't fail you. He won't disappoint you. He's going to show up and show out in the hour and the time when it's needed. Listen, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He shall make a way out of no way. He will do what no one else can do. I need you to hear that on today. Believe him and his promises. Believe he is God, because he is everything he said he is. Let us pray on today that the Lord will come in and have his way, not only with this podcast, but in our homes, in our lives, with what we need and how we need it, that he will show up. Hallelujah. He will do what he said he'll do. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We glorify you. We lift you up for who you are, how you are, and all that you promised to do. You will never fail us. You will never leave us. You will never, ever be without us, because we are connected to you by relationship. To that one that's listening in, whether live or on the replay, Father, would you bless them? Would you help them to connect to you? Would you let them look to the hills from which cometh all their help, and all their help cometh from you, the Lord thy God, which hath made the heaven and the earth? Would you show forth your mighty hand, your glory in our lives, oh God? We trust you. We believe you. We're standing on your promises, oh God. We know that when we call on you, the great I am, that you will hear and you will answer. Would you bless Elation Radio? Would you bless our very own visionary and CEO, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, her family, Father? Keep your hand upon them. Bless them like never before. Help them like never before. Strengthen them like never before. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. We trust you. We love you. We appreciate you for what you've done and how you do it. None like you. There is none like you. So we're appreciative of your love, appreciative of your grace, appreciative of you. We pray, oh God, for our leaders in this country, the President of these United States, President Joe R. Biden, hallelujah, and his wife, our Vice President Kamala Harris, oh God. I pray for her husband and their families, oh God. We pray for everyone in leadership across the country, oh God, that you may bless them, you may heal them, you may hear them in their distresses, oh God. Father, would you teach them how to lead? Would you bless every pastor, every apostle, every teacher, every evangelist, hallelujah, every prophet, oh God. Have your divine will and way. Let your glory rest upon your people, that you be honored and lifted up, that your mind, yekarabasha, be they mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your sheep will be fed, that they will be taught, oh God, that they will live lives that are pleasing to you. And Father, if they falter, if they fail, that they will ask for forgiveness, oh God, and that they will come to you and not run away from you, oh God. We pray today, oh God, that you will do a turnaround in our lives, oh God. Help today for those we crying out to be saved for. Help today, oh God, for those prayer requests we don't know of, but that you have an answer for. Help today, oh God. You said you're the God that's able to do the impossible. Yes, you can. You can fix it like nobody else can. Help today, oh God, when we call on thy holy name, that you may hear us, that you may send angels to help in our situations, oh God. Send the ministering angels to the homes of those listening in. Send the ministering angels to those that are afflicted in hospitals. Send the ministering angels to homes and the homeless, oh God. You be glorified, hallelujah. You be lifted up, oh God. You be strengthened on today. We just say thank you for you being who you are. And then, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you bless the body of Christ, oh God. strong, God. We pray that you will draw the body close together, oh God, that one can't fall without the other, oh God, that as we come together, oh God, you be glorified, that our words be your words, our prayers be your prayers, and everything that we have need of, that you'll make a way for. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, that you will help us, help on today, oh God, hallelujah, for every request that is known and unknown, oh God. Thank you today for loving us. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Provide on today, God. Somebody needs you for strength. Somebody needs you for peace. Somebody needs you for joy. Somebody needs you for healing. Somebody needs you for what they're calling on you for. And God, we stand in agreement, asking that the blood of Jesus cover us all, strengthen us and bless us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Not only that, we ask that you forgive us all of our sins, oh God. We all repent for those things that are not like you. And Father, we ask that you give us what we need. We trust you. We honor you and we love you. Show up and show out concerning everything concerning your people. And Father, hear the prayers of the mothers, the fathers, the grandfathers, the grandmothers praying for their loved ones. Lord, we're asking a special blessing for a young man that was shot. God, would you have mercy on the family? You know who they are. You know where they are. Have your divine will and way as they continue to lift this child up. Father, there's nothing too hard for you. Nothing too hard for you. And we thank you. We pray for Don and myself, oh God. Cover us in our health, oh God. Cover us in our minds, oh God. Cover us in our bodies, oh God. Cover us as we serve you, oh God. We desire to please you, to lift your name on high, and that where you are, we will be. God, thank you for being good on today. Thank you for helping us on today, for showing up and showing up. And we love you. We appreciate you. We value you. And Lord, we need you on today. We just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for it all, oh God. There is none like you, and we appreciate you. Lord, hear today the prayers of your people, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you for your goodness and your mercy towards us. Thank you, God, that you won't disappoint us. You won't fail us. You'll be with us. You'll lead us. You'll guide us. You'll protect us, and you will keep us, and we will thank you. We pray for Israel, oh God. Oh God, we ask that you heal, cover, protect, keep, give them strength, give them what they need, oh God, that you may be glorified forevermore. Thank you, God, for loving us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for strengthening us, and we will glorify you the more. Show up and show out. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for what you've done. Name. We thank you, oh God, for doing what you've done best, and we praise you for what you've already done. Thank you for the things that you've done, how you've done it. We appreciate you, God, in the name of Jesus. Listen, if this is your birthday month, we want to acknowledge you. We want to lift you up. We want you to know we celebrate you here at Just For You. And we want you to know that God is with you. He will show up and show out. Be encouraged on today. If it's your birthday month, and maybe it's not, maybe you've had a new baby, got a new home, whatever it is the Lord has blessed you with, we are excited and want you to know we're celebrating with you. Also, we want to encourage you to know that if you are in need, that there is help available. There is the United Way, hallelujah, United Way, that will be able to assign you an intake specialist for your need. In St. Louis, you would dial them at 211. We also have Urban League. St. Louis Urban League, St. Louis. It's ULSTL.com. Look them up for the services and programs that they have available to assist you with all of your needs. I also want to share with you that we are praying for our nation, our country, and all of our local cities, that God would bless, heal, and deliver, and that his hand would be upon them. Amen. That he's doing a great work to show forth his mighty hand. Please continue to pray for your local city, your country, wherever you are. We are praying for Israel. We are lifting up God as he has asked us to. Also, we want you to know there are times when you go through, when there is sickness, when there is death, we want you to know we are praying for you here at Just For You and Elation Radio. We appreciate you continuing to be with us, lead us, guide us, and direct us, Lord, on all that we are doing, and we trust your wisdom on today. We are trusting God that he will continue to help in every situation you face, and that you'll strengthen by the word of God. Listen, stay in the word. Whatever you do, don't do it alone. Do it with the Lord. Ask him for his guidance, his help, his strength. Whatever you need, trust him. He will do it for you. So we thank God for it. We're trusting him. We're believing him. And we know we can't make it without him. Amen. We can't make it without him. So we want you to be encouraged and to be lifted up on today. I just want you to know we're thankful for another week. Thankful that you tuned in, whether live or the replay. And just continue to on the word of God, that he may heal you, he may strengthen you, and he may help you. We appreciate you and thank you for all that is going on in your life. I know that he's going to make it right. All right? Continue to lift up us at Elation Radio. Continue to lift up not only the staff of Elation, but continue to lift us up. Hallelujah. We have a few announcements. We want to remind you that on the fourth Friday of every month on Clubhouse, you will find From Ashes to Beauty with the Elation Women. We're there to guide and to pray and to lift you up, and those are welcome. Everybody is welcome. It is not only for women. You can find us there on Clubhouse, From Ashes to Beauty. We also want you to know on Monday nights there is Kingdom Wisdom Weekly with Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright on Facebook Live. That is 8:30 p.m. That's Central Time, 9:30 p.m. That is Eastern. I want to also remind you for From Ashes to Beauty, the time we're on is 9 p.m. That is Central Standard Time. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every fourth Friday on Clubhouse. On Wednesdays, meet us back here on Elation Radio. We want you to listen in, share, talk about it, pray about it with us, with Just For You on Elation Radio. PM, that's Central Standard Time, and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is all that we have for you on today. We are praying for you and praying with you. We're asking that you do the same for us as we continue to grow in the Lord and continue to share the gospel as the Lord would want us to do. And also, we want you to continue to lift up your leaders, your pastors, whoever you're serving with. Keep them covered in prayer. It is important and it is essential for God to get the glory. Remember, the Lord reigneth. Hallelujah. Let all the earth see his glory. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, and this is the Just For You podcast. May God bless you until next time. Hallelujah.